from JMI Wealth this Friday morning. Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
How about Facebook, eh?
My gosh, Facebook. Now, I was going to talk about, this morning, you know, review the earnings season, and then Facebook comes along and generates a story pretty much all by itself. Look, let's just say that Facebook has under-delivered on its quarterly earnings report in a reasonably, as it turns out, spectacular fashion. Obviously Facebook, Mike, has been in the news a lot. You know, we've seen it a lot in terms of content, privacy, how it interacts with its advertisers. But there wasn't a lot of commentary about how that was going to affect growth or, you know, whether or not we're going to get a share price slump. And along the way, you know, the share price had been climbing pretty steadily. I mean, if you look at yesterday prior to this announcement, which came out after the market had closed, it had a market capitalization of about $630 billion. So that's getting pretty close to $1 trillion. And of course, you had one of the richest guys in the world there at the helm. But gosh, in the last 24 hours, this is really, it really is remarkable. At one stage in after hours trading, it was over 20% lower. And that's not wrong, 20%. We've now gone into the normal trading session. It's down just under 20%. I think last time I looked, 19.8%. That's $41 off the share price. And just to put that into some sort of context, Mike, that wipes, I think, about $17 billion wow. off Mark Zuckerberg's stake, his holding. So that constitutes a pretty bad day. Look, what's the problem? Well, the second quarter sales and growth expectations fell well short of market's expectations. And the key issue here is that the numbers just don't get any better in the short term. And the CFO, a guy called David Werner, he advised that the market, that revenue growth rates would decline in the third quarter. They would also decline in the fourth quarter. They talked about currency headwinds. They talked about loss of users due to the new privacy restrictions. But the thing is, Mike, it took a whole lot of analysts by surprise. Yeah. They were not expecting it. So look, basically the thing's just not going to keep growing. And you probably can talk about peak Facebook really here. You know, they've just got as many users as they're going to get, and they're starting to flatline. So I mean, I think they've got 2.2 billion active monthly users, so they just can't get any more. The thing is, Mike, what you will see today is if this continues, and we're, you know, with a lot of the trading session in front of us, this will be the largest ever loss of value in one day for a US traded company in history.
Wow.
Intel, I think, lost about $90 billion at one stage in the tech wreck. This is going to, if it stays down here, of course, a lot of the trading left to go. So it's a huge move. It's an enormous move. And that's dragging the NASDAQ index down lower as well.
All right, we'll watch that throughout the remaining hours. What about the other players, GM, Caterpillar, Coca-Cola? What's the general vibe?
Yeah, well, GM, of course. GM, I picked GM because it's going to be hit by the tariff. So the share price down 4.6%. That was 2 days ago. Last night, another 2%. Probably one of the most high profile companies to be affected by the tariffs. So they've been hit by higher prices of steel and aluminium. That's dropped their earnings by about 10%. Those higher raw materials probably going to hit with a $1 billion headwind in terms of that raw material cost. Caterpillar is Monday. A lot of expectation around that because it's seen as being a sort of a barometer for the general economy. Coca-Cola did well. Famous Atlanta company. Of course, I'm off to Atlanta in a couple of weeks, Mike. I'll be at the home of Coca-Cola. They topped Wall Street estimates quarterly sales. That's all about a move to healthier drink options. Zero sugar, new flavors of Diet Coke. Their core beverage business revenue up 5% there. So that was going okay. And of course, we haven't even had a chance, Mike, to talk about Trump and Juncker and the fact that they've seemed to have pulled back from the brink on on the car tariff. So look, the overall, the reporting season going okay, but it's all been totally dominated in the last 24 hours by Facebook.
Exactly. What are the numbers?
Yeah. 25,542 on the Dow Jones. Now, it's up 128, obviously, because Facebook isn't affecting the Dow Jones. The S&P 500, 2838, they're down 8. The NASDAQ, obviously Facebook has a big influence there. That's at 7855. It's lost 1%. The FTSE 100, 7663, up 5. The Nikkei, 22586, down 27. Shanghai Composite, down 21, 2882. Australasia was pretty quiet yesterday. Very small moves. The ASX 200, 6244. We lost 1 point on the NZX 50, close at 8932. The currencies, Kiwi against the US, 0.6790, against the Aussie, 0.9195, 0.5826 euro, 0.5174 pounds, 75.49 yen, gold, $1,224.95, Brent crude, a little bit higher, $74.60.
You have the most wondrous of weekends, and we will see you Monday. Andrew Kelleher, he is the director of JMI Wealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.